Page 85. Life among the Paiutes.
My father told his people his fearful dream, as he called it. He said,
I dreamt this same thing three nights, the very same. I saw the greatest emigration that has yet been through our country. I looked north and south and east and west and saw nothing but dust, and I heard a great weeping. I saw women crying, and I also saw my men shot down by the white people. They were killing my people with something that made a great noise like thunder and lightning, and I saw the blood streaming from the mouths of my men that lay all around me. I saw it as if it was real. Oh, my dear children, you may all think it is only a dream. Nevertheless, I feel that it will come to pass. And to avoid bloodshed, we must all go to the mountains during the summer, or till my father comes back from California. He will then tell us what to do. Let us keep away from the emigrant roads and stay in the mountains all summer. There are to be a great many pine nuts this summer, and we can lay up great supplies for the coming winter, and if the emigrants don't come too early, we can take a run down and fish for a month and lay up dried fish. I know we can dry a great many in a month, and young men can go into the valleys on hunting excursions and kill as many rabbits as they can. In that way, we can live in the mountains all summer and all winter, too.
Sarah Winnemucca, Life Among the Paiutes, Their Wrongs and Claims, 1899.